This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, for those of you interested, this is the unedited descent of Zigzag using the Skydio 2 drone. And as you can see here, I was waving at the drone in order to get it to lock onto me. And I'm using the wand, which is a really amazing piece of equipment that comes with the Skydio 2, or you actually might have to buy it separately depending on the package that you get. The wand allows you to control quite a few of the functions with Skydio 2, and at the moment I'm selecting the mode that I want it to be on. Skydio calls them skills, actually, and it's one of the cinematic skills. So they have two types of tracking: motion track and fixed track. And what I'm using here is fixed track, because I want the drone to follow me in a way that the hill is always behind me. And that's the idea, is you maintain a sort of steady angle. And yeah, that's just because the angle I wanted. You also have motion track, which will track the will track you relative to the direction in which you are heading. So it'll always follow you from the front or from the rear, depending on your motion. So you can control the distance as well, which is what I'm doing, playing around with the distance. So you can obviously you can do all of that using the wand. And I'm trying to bring it a bit closer, just trying to get the right angle. I haven't spent a lot of time with the drone, but I have been so impressed. You can see some comparison between this, for example, and the Autel Evo 2, which I have spent a bit more time with and tried to get that to track me and follow me while I've been mountain biking. This is the main reason I wanted a drone, is to track me when I'm mountain biking. And you can really see how well the Skydio 2 tracks. I've done a descent of Minton Batch, which is very close to this trail, actually. And to be honest, the Autel didn't do that bad. It actually did pretty well. One of the problems was I forgot to press record, so I only recorded a bit of the descent, but it's just no comparison to the Skydio, which has really got this tracking it's really, really good, really impressive. So anyway, this is the beginning part of Zigzag. This is a slight uphill and goes across the hill. And I'm pedaling away. I've pretty much given up these days trying to go super fast, since I had a bit of an accident, separated my shoulder, and I've just decided that I should take it easy a bit and not try to get all of these Strava times. So yeah, you can see here the angle of the drone is really it's constantly pointing in a sense up the hill, and yeah, that's what I wanted, so it's doing a pretty good job. So these corners are quite tricky, and extra tricky to take them at speed. Switchbacks, they call it. Trying to lean my body into that there, not exactly going the fastest I've ever gone. One of the things is that you find yourself doing unavoidably is constantly looking up to see where the drone is. But I've sort of learnt to trust this drone a little bit. There I just totally overshot the track, which is something I did quite a few times when I first started riding here, and I should have known better by now, but I just went in the wrong direction. It zigzags down the hill and I was just going straight, that track actually pretty much leads to nowhere. So look, you can still see I'm going between the trees. It's still tracking me. But just after this descent, as it goes behind the trees, that's it. It loses me now. Now, the good thing is that because I have the wand, it doesn't just rely upon tracking me or tracking the image of me. It actually connects to the wand as well. So even when you disappear, it still has some idea where you are. That's one of the things that the Autel doesn't have. It only just tracks your image. It has no way of really knowing where you are. I don't see why it couldn't, because you are connected via the phone, and that is another real disadvantage of the Autel, is that you pretty much have to have the controller and the phone attached to your bike. And as you'll see in the other videos, that's just a massive amount of equipment to be strapping onto your handlebars. With this Skydio, it is literally the wand. It's the size of, well, not a USB stick, quite a lot bigger than that, but it's not that big, and you can actually just put it in your pocket, or I have a sort of an attachment that I use to attach it to the frame of the bike. At this stage, my spokes, two of my spokes actually came loose. It's quite a rocky descent. It may not look like it, but it's quite rocky and quite rough. And two of my spokes came loose, and I had to fix them and burnt myself on the disc brake rotor, trying to get them to stop rattling. And now you can see the drone has totally actually lost me altogether. It's zooming out again, and I won't lie, this is when I start to panic, because it's not a cheap piece of equipment. And yeah, so what I'm doing now is doing a droney, which you can do at any stage. So that's another cinematic skill. You can do a droney, which you can do at any stage. I think you just double press a certain button and it just zooms out, and it's supposed to give you this wide view of the scene in which you are. And it worked okay, as you can see, not brilliantly. And then it's supposed to return to tracking you the way it was before automatically. But as you can see, I'm blocked by the trees. And now what I'm doing is just using the wand to navigate the Skydio to a better position, because it can't see me. It can't film me through those trees anyway. So it's following its skill, it's following its program well, and it's sticking to the angle that I asked it to stick to, but that's just not very useful anymore. So I've got it in front of me, and to be honest, this is an angle I really like. I still have to figure out really what are the best angles, what's the best way to use this drone, what are the best angles to shoot from, and yeah, that's it. So I still find it a bit challenging landing the Skydio 2 with just the wand. It's a little bit tricky. In fact, I found it really, really tricky in my descent, at the end of my descent of Minton Batch, which I will probably put up on another video. So that's it, basically. That is my unedited footage, well, except for this voiceover of my descent of Zigzag, as filmed by the drone, without the other edited bits that you can see in the Life of Zigzag, which is the sort of final video. All right, guys, for those of you who are interested in, you know, how the Skydio 2 works, how the fixed tracking mode works, hopefully this has given you a little bit of an insight. Again, what I can say is I'm really, really impressed with this drone. I really like it. And yeah, you can just land it and catch it in your hand like that, as long as you follow the procedures properly. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe and like this video if you liked it.